Hey, don't go anywhere. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, your chance to win a Blu-ray combo pack of John Wick 3, starring Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry. It's available digitally August 23rd and DVD and on demand September 10th. We will hook you up here on the show. Have our number ready to go, 833-563-2539. Okay, now check this out. Does your relationship have any rules? 833-563-2539. We were kind of talking about this yesterday because some people are recently out of relationships. Some people are in them. I'm married. So we kind of got all the different bases covered here on the show. And it's interesting, some of the silly rules, some of the serious rules that have happened. We'll share ours, but we'd love to have you, whether it's serious or lighthearted, chime in at 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, any rules?
Well, I was just going to say, I just had this conversation with one of my best friends last night, and she was dating a dude who's like, look, we gotta have some ground rules. And I was like, whoa, I feel like that's a little intense, like red flags right off the bat. I mean, I understand you have to have an understanding and communicate, but for a guy to be like, we need some ground rules.
Did she tell you?
That's kind of like,
did she tell you any of the ground rules?
No. I mean, I'll ask her today, but she was like, she was kind of just that he said that. She was, she thought that was unattractive.
All right. Does anybody else here want to share some of the ground rules or just rules they have?
Who has ground rules?
Maybe you had them in the past. Maybe it's a previous relationship, but you're like, this is a rule that we had. Anybody on the show?
Yeah, wait. So I had an ex, actually, that had a rule. And if we were ever, like, out in public or, like, walking through, like, the mall or, like, out, whatever it was, I could never make eye contact with, like, hotties. So he totally knew my type and, like, knew who I would, like, go after.
But you could with, like, uggos.
Yeah, he would not care.
It didn't
if
matter.
If I like, waved to someone that was, like, totally not my type and,
fine.
Like, or I was like, oh, hi, like, as we were passing, fine. But if I even made eye contact with a hottie that was my type, he would freak out.
What's
also,
that?
Jokes on him because men is just my type, but
what's
that's
that word
so
you use?
Controlling, though.
That they're self-conscious or something?
Insecurity?
Insecure, yeah.
Oh, 1,000%.
Oh, well, I don't like that. No eye contact.
Psycho.
I kind of had one.
Okay, well, what do you have, Porkchop?
During, like, I guess you could say the flipping of the pancakes, a shirt had to be on.
What?
Wait, you had to wear
you
your shirt?
You had to wear a shirt?
Yeah, so that's like when I go swimming at the pool, like I just keep a shirt on.
Oh, that is so
or maybe.
Why
did you have to have a shirt on?
I don't know, or maybe the lights off, you know?
But why?
I mean, I
that
don't know.
Was a rule in your relationship?
A relationship with a previous ex.
That makes no
sense.
That
is so sad. I can't believe you didn't break up with that person
sooner. Hold on, was this a guy or a girl?
I don't know. It was an ex.
He doesn't want to say.
He won't even say if
that's
it's a guy
horrible.
Or a girl.
If someone's like, oh, I'll get with you, but you have to leave your shirt on.
See, for me, that's a self-imposed rule. I'm like, I demand myself to keep my shirt
no
on.
No way.
833-563-2539. I want to go to Anonymous real quick, and then I'll share mine in just a second. Hey, Anonymous, thanks for calling in. What is the relationship rule? Is it a rule you have or somebody kind of put on you?
Well, I have a degree in social work, so my kind of rule is that to get them into therapy, because I feel like everybody should get into therapy at least once in their life.
I mean, that's fine, but you're paying for it if we're together.
Yeah, you got to get Porkchop's copay.
That's very healthy, though.
Have you run into anybody anonymous that said, no, I'm not going to a therapist?
Definitely, and he was definitely a narcissistic. So,
all right.
Needed the therapy.
Hey, Anonymous, thanks for kicking it off at 833-563-2539. Now, this has actually come up in marriage counseling. Kind of interesting she brought that up. For me and my relationship with my wife, I think there's been two or three circumstances in 7 years of being together that this has been an issue.
Okay.
And I'm not proud of that I, you know, went astray on her, but I have occasionally watched something on Netflix or Hulu without her.
No!
I can't help it. Like, we have, like, hey, we're watching Orange is the New
After
Black.
After you promised you wouldn't.
Yep, I got wandering eyes, and I had to turn on my Xbox controller, and I just started scrolling through. I'm like, oh, man, I really liked the last episode, and I watched it, and then I'm so bad at faking it that I'm like, oh, wow, this is a crazy episode.
So you then watched it again, pretending it was for the first time with her?
Yes.
But you're not a good actor, so she
I
found out.
Terrible, Mackenzie. God awful.
So what was Lindsay's reaction when she found out you stepped out and went ahead on episodes?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, blah blah. It's like, how could you do that? You're home all day. You couldn't watch anything else. So that's kind of my thing. I'm not so proud of a little rule that we have in our relationship is I can't be cheating on her with the shows we're streaming and watching.
That is interesting. Well, I'm kind of new to the whole, you know, the whole game because mm-hmm. I'm newly single. I'm seeing someone, and this was really. It was actually I was happy that it was communicated to me, and I had never realized it before. Like if you send a cute pic or like something special to someone, he requested don't. Also, like, post that later or post it in a story or, like, share it because they want that to be special for them.
But is it, like a sexy photo or what do they mean?
Like a little sexy. Nothing crude by any means. But at first I was like, huh? And then I thought about it and it made sense. It was kind of sweet and enduring because it's like, oh, you want this just to be special for you. So when I share it, it's not just for you. It's not as special. So I respect that.
All right. Any photo I send you, you can tag me and put it on your story. Don't okay. feel bad.
Noted. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Eustace, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you want to say?
Hi. So we have a rule. Like, me and my husband's been married for 5 years, and the rule that we kind of set in place is that he doesn't really get to hang up the phone first.
So you have to hang up first. He can't do it.
No. That's correct.
That's interesting.
Same rule for you, Joe. So she's going to be on the phone forever for the rest of the show.
Wait, you have to hang up on me?
I guess so, yeah.
Can you tell me goodbye?
Bye-bye.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to wait for the dial tone. Bye.
Click.
That's awkward.
Oh, she did it.
Well, thanks for calling. You.
What is that? Is that like a control thing?
It is. She's sweet, but she's like, you better not hang up on me.
Interesting. All right, that's like a boss move right there.
Is she gone?
She hung up.
There we go. Okay, thanks for hanging up. I feel so much better now.